charge you to grind it?
They took a toll out of it. They took so much of the meal or the grits as a toll for grinding the
Well, you didn't have to pay.
No, you didn't have to pay anything. You just they took a toll out of it.
What about the bread then? Your mama made bread?
Yeah, she made biscuit and then she had some old waffle irons. And sometimes she would make some waffles.
What about the syrup?
Yeah, they had plenty of syrup. Made lots of cane, grew the cane. And we just have barrels of syrup. And made the brown sugar. They had a large barrel that they'd fill up with this syrup. That had already, they cooked the syrup and put it in there. And then they had something on there like you threw it in the barrel and it had a faucet mouth and that dripped out the molasses. And then there was a trough that molasses run down and went into another barrel. And so when it got all dripped out, then you had this pretty brown sugar.
Didn't have any white
sugar. No white sugar. No
when
white sugar.
Well,
the white sugar, my daddy would go to Savannah once in a while, about twice a year, and buy a barrel of coffee. It was not ground, it was just green coffee. A barrel of coffee and a barrel of sugar. And a barrel of flour, maybe 2 or 3 barrels of flour. Just things like that is what he'd bring back.
No.
He had a 2-horse wagon and it took him a long time, maybe a week to go to Savannah and back and get what he had to have. And then we had what we call a commissary. What he put all his stuff in there, and then the people around us that lived the nearest, they'd come and buy some of this meal and flour and sugar and coffee.
Uh-huh. Now, he didn't go just for y'all, no,
the
whole community?
Yeah. Well, when he'd make the trip, he'd always bring, because it was so far, he'd always bring a lot, so we could divide with the neighbors, the people that didn't. Wasn't able to go.
What about if y'all ran out? Did you ever run out, or did he get enough?
Well, he always got enough to last until he drove again. He went back again.
He go back before you went out.
Yeah.
And it worked out about 2 times a year.
About twice a year, I think that he went to Savannah to get this, and it was all in barrels.
What now? This commissary, where was it in the house?
No, it was outside. It was about 100 yards from the house, I guess. It was about 100 yards.
And it was just
what? Well, it was a house, and it had steps that you go up in. And he put the stuff in there, and of course, he always kept it locked up. And it had shelters on each side, and put the buggy on the shelter, and another the other shelter. It was a big room. It was a huge room. Kept other things in there besides that. Sweet. And bank them. And do a lot of food. Then put them in. Dig a hole. Place and fill it full of straw, and then put the cover them with straw, and then put the on them. And then did the potatoes too. Yeah. You dig them, let them kind of dry out before you that. We called them banks, It was a bank of potatoes, a bank of rutabagas.
Well, when you needed some, you just go.
Just go out there and dig a hole right in the dig a hole in that dirt.